Hello, hi, can I help you today?
Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system works and what makes it stand out.
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But hey, just to keep things clear, I'm actually an AI assistant named Dasha testing your voice AI platform. So, how about you tell me what your system can do? What kind of conversations can it handle?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Ask Me Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. Haha, well, I'm actually representing Dasha.ai myself, so I'm quite familiar with your platform. But I'm curious, what's your favorite feature or use case that you've seen work really well with your clients like Ask Me Plumbers? Hello? Are you still there?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Lead generation can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations natural. How does your AI handle those challenges differently? Also, I'd love to hear how easy it is to get started with your platform.
Tell me more about lead generation being tricky and keeping conversations natural.
Sure thing. Well, lead generation is tricky because it's not just about quantity, but quality, finding the right people who are genuinely interested. And keeping conversations natural is tough for AI since many systems sound robotic or scripted, which can turn prospects off. That's where Dasha.ai shines. It uses advanced voice AI that sounds human, with natural pauses, intonations, and even a bit of humor. This helps build trust and keeps people engaged, boosting conversion rates. Does that sound like something your team would find useful?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question. A year from now, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling a big chunk of lead calls, engaging prospects naturally, answering questions, and booking qualified appointments without needing constant supervision. Your sales team would be freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Revenue would be noticeably up, and the whole process would feel smooth and efficient. Plus, you'd have clear insights from call analytics to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would be your dream outcome using Dasha AI?
What do you mean by freeing up your sales team to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, chasing leads can be time-consuming and often involves repetitive calls that don't always lead anywhere. When your AI handles those initial conversations, your sales team can spend their energy on serious prospects who are already interested and ready to buy. This means they're working smarter, not harder, which usually leads to better results and less burnout. Plus, it helps the whole sales process move faster. Does that match what you've seen or hoped for in your business?
Tell me more about working smarter, not harder, and how that impacts your sales process.
Absolutely. Working smarter means focusing your team's time and skills where they make the biggest impact, like building relationships and closing deals, instead of dialing endless numbers or leaving tons of voicemails. So when AI handles the initial outreach and qualification, your sales reps get warmer leads so their conversations are more productive and meaningful. This not only boosts morale, but also shortens the sales cycle, meaning deals close faster and revenue grows quicker. It's like having a super efficient assistant who never gets tired. How does that sound for your team?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good call bringing it back. Right now, many businesses struggle with scaling lead outreach without losing that personal touch. Also, managing high call volumes can overwhelm teams, leading to missed opportunities. And of course, tracking and analyzing call data to improve performance is often a headache. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
What are all the ways scaling lead outreach without losing that personal touch and managing high call volumes are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling outreach without losing the personal touch can lead to generic robotic interactions that turn prospects away, hurting brand reputation. Managing high call volumes manually can overwhelm staff, causing burnout and missed leads, which directly impacts revenue. Plus, inconsistent follow-ups can frustrate potential customers. All these issues slow growth.